What's up, boys and girls? How are you? Welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. This is on bettingpros.com. It's always being brought to you by BetMGM. Well, last night was fun, guys. Look, this has been a good week, all right? And it's a lot of fun, and we're picking up a lot of momentum, a lot of steam. We're adding a lot of new listeners. We're adding a lot of new people following on Twitter and being a part of some things happening with this podcast. And look, if you're new, welcome. I highly recommend interacting with me, and whether it be on Instagram, whether it be on Twitter, it's Sports Talk Matt on both, but it's been a lot of fun, and it's been so fun that the guys at Betting Pros, we've got some cool things cooking, man. You guys are doing some really good work, and we really appreciate the interaction and the energy, and this is the 99th edition of this podcast, at least by my count. It's the 99th edition, so tomorrow is number 100. And it's been awesome. I mean, just absolutely awesome. I can't believe we're only, 100 in, but we've done a great thing here. I think it's been awesome. Dan Harris and the guys at Betting Pros are really excited, and it's all thanks to you guys and the energy that you're providing me. And look, we're doing well with picks this week. It's not always going to be like this, and the Coastal Carolina win last night was beautiful. The plus 240 on the money line was gorgeous. I got really nervous, and I want to talk about a couple things here on the podcast. I'll give you the BetMGM offer again here in just 1 second, and then the picks. It's not going to be as heavy as a pick day as normal because no NFL Thursday, so unfortunately we just have another Sun Belt game, the Fun Belt, on back-to-back nights. I don't think I've bet Fun Belt games in back-to-back nights, maybe ever, but we're going to do that coming up here tonight because, well, it's that in baseball, and that's about it. But two things. First, somebody asked me to talk about teasers today. So I'm going to do that. And secondly, I just want to say a quick thing about pros versus Joes here. And this goes back to, if you were with us on the live stream on Sunday morning, I think it was 2 weeks ago off of YouTube, the Betting Pros YouTube channel, where I kind of went off on a tangent a little bit about the fact that, look, professionals win and they lose. The public wins and they lose. It's not one or the other. You can't just blindly bet with the public. You can't just blindly bet with professionals. And there's a huge raging argument going on right now with gambling Twitter about whether or not we should be reporting these big bets. If you guys read bettingpros.com and you read my book report every week, so I write about all the sports books, all the legal sports books in America, big bets, big parlays, things are reporting, things that are happening, the fact that the CJ Cup starting today, four rounds of in-game wagering odds are going to be up on Golf Channel today for the CJ Cup here in Vegas with BetMGM. That's the first time it's ever happened. So it's like a look at the future. I'll be watching a lot of golf, and maybe I'll probably bet golf this weekend because I'm going to be watching a lot of it because it's history. We haven't seen this before. So we're going to get more and more gambling information put out there. And so we don't know why the books are reporting what they're reporting. We have no idea. So if someone tells you that the public is all on one side and the pros are all on another, and so you should go with the pros, last night, do you know what the quote professional play was last night? It was not Coastal, okay? It was the fact that everybody and their mom was on the Raging Cajuns to go ahead, and it was 7, then 7.5, then 8, then 8.5, then 9, then 9.5. You guys were DMing me going, Matt, it's 9.5. Should I take it? And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, it scared me. I'm not going to lie. I got nervous. I was like, what am I missing? Because I was on the money line, and I did a lot of homework, and I broke it down, and I looked at the numbers, and I looked at the quarterback play, and looked at the defenses, and looked at the stats, looked at who they played. I mean, I went through it. I did my homework. And I thought, this should be a 3-point line, not a 7-point line. Sure as hell, not a 9.5-point line. I was like, shoot, take the money line flyer. Let's just see what happens. And what happened? The game was won by 3 points by Coastal. I said it was going to be a coin flip one way or the other. I said, go ahead, take the plus 240. Why not? And they're giving me 7.5 points. I love it. Some of you guys got 9.5 points on that. If it wasn't for the stupid missed extra points by the kickers, we had a sweep yesterday. Dodgers, run line, Coastal with the win, Coastal with the cover, and the over. But unfortunately, because of the damn kickers, we missed 2 extra points in the first half, and that caused it to be under 58.5 at 57 instead of 59. So we were on one yesterday, right? We had a really good day. But you got to be careful with this pros versus Joes bullshit, because I can say that, right? I can swear on this, right? I'm sorry if I offended somebody, but I can say that. It's whatever. It's frustrating because reverse line movements, okay, for those of you that are new, if you hear reverse line movements, what that means is there was money coming in yesterday on Louisiana, but all the bets were coming in on Coastal. So the public was on Coastal, the pros were on Louisiana. So the numbers, you know, 65, 70% of the bets were on Coastal, but the money was on Louisiana. So the numbers started to go against Coastal, even though the public was on the Coastal side, right? Understand that? So when you hear reverse line movement, it doesn't mean anything, all right? When you hear people say that, they don't know. What they're going off of is the information that's being told to the sports books offshore, because no legal sports book in America reports that to any media member. They don't give their information. They do occasionally after the fact, but not before the fact. Sometimes they'll say it on a radio show or a television show, but it's not up to the second. It's not instantaneous. It's old information. By the time they tell the public, it's already moved. They've already taken money. The line's moving. We don't know what these guys do. Every time we come up with this information, it's what they tell us. Understand that. All sports book information is simply information that we have been told, and they have withheld the other stuff because they don't have to tell us a damn thing. So always be really careful about that. That's why it's super important to bet what you think, okay? Bet what you think, not what you hear on the media, not even what I say, okay? I'm giving you my plays. This is what I'm playing. But if you think I'm wrong, bet against me. I don't care. If it makes you money, great. That's what I've said this from the get-go here with this podcast. It's not so much about me making money or me showing off going like, hey, look at me. Look at my big balls. Look what I did. No, that's not what I'm doing here, okay? I want to build a community of sports gamblers where together we have fun watching games. And if we all are on one side together, awesome. But you guys told me, oh, I faded this, or I faded you, or I took, you know, I didn't bet the run line, or I bet the under for the Dodgers game last night and it was dead in the first inning, right? That's fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with that because there's going to be games I'm going to lose. So use me as information. Fade or follow. Do what you want with it. But use me as information because everything I'm doing is just what I think. I'm not the end-all be-all, okay? I'm not Notre Dame's here. I'm not going to go 75%. It's just not going to happen. We had a good day yesterday, good day today. We hope to keep it going. Now, quickly, real quickly here, because I don't want this to be too long of a podcast. Somebody asked me about teasers. Look, there are two ways of teasing. Either way before, right when the lines come out, or waiting until like the night before or right before kickoff. Wong teasers, at some point during the live stream, I'll get into Wong teasers. If you don't know what those are, W-O-N-G, look it up, Wong teaser. It's essentially totals under 49, you know, 3 and 6, you're going to tease through those keys, those key numbers, up or down, plus 3 mostly, or, you know, minus 7, tease down to 1. You're trying to cross 3 and 6 and 7 as much as possible. Those are the numbers you want to move around in. So really, it comes in two times. Either tease on Monday when the numbers first come out, or wait till the night before, or if you can wait, wait all the way until right before kickoff. That's the best time to do it. So if you're curious about teasers, you want to get through the key numbers of 3, 6, and 7. That's the key, okay? You don't want to go, try not to go to double digits if you can avoid it. I did it last week and got burned, right? 11.5. Try to avoid that if you can. But really, you're trying to get yourself, you know, 3, 6, and 7 up either below those numbers or above those numbers is where you're trying to get from a teaser perspective, which are the three most important numbers when it comes to football sports gambling. Hopefully that makes some bit of sense to you here. And on the live stream, come on the live stream on Sunday, ask me that question again, and I'll give you a full example live in person as do right before kickoff. I'll give you an example of a Wong teaser or when to tease a game or how I'm teasing a game. I haven't made my teaser bet yet because there are so many questions right now going on with COVID-19 stuff that I'm not going to bet anything yet till I find out who is playing and who is not playing. But BetMGM's got another offer. It's for game 4 tonight between the Dodgers and the Braves. This is the same offer from yesterday, but it's the Juice 100 offer. You must be in one of the states that has this available to you. Those states are Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and West Virginia. If you are not in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia, this offer does not apply to you. So I know someone sent me a message last night saying, hey, I'm in a legal BetMGM state, and this Juice 100 offer is being said to be invalid. That's why, okay? You need to be in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia, but you bet $1 on the Dodgers or the Braves to win the game tonight. If either team hits a home run, you will win $100 in free bets from BetMGM. So $100 up for grabs if you bet $1 with the code JUICE100 for the Dodgers or the Braves to hit a home run tonight in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be physically located in Colorado, Indiana, West Virginia, or New Jersey, and you must be 21 years or older. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado or Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, let's talk about this game here tonight in the Fun Belt, in the Sun Belt. Georgia State catching 3.5 from Arkansas State. So Arkansas State has a receiver that everybody talks about, Jonathan Adams Jr. This dude is a stud. He's 6'3", and he can really get after it. I don't know why my computer just made that sound. I apologize. 209 pounds. He's just an absolute weapon. And Arkansas State's going to really go and try to feed him as much as possible. He's a huge weapon in the red zone. Difficult guy to cover. Georgia State's interesting. They average 40 points a game, but they give up 31.5 points a game. Arkansas State scores 33 points a game, but they give up 36.8 points per game. When you look at the way these teams have played so far, against Louisiana Lafayette and against East Carolina, Georgia State, you know, you start looking at some of these, you know, it's early in the year, okay, and it's also the Sun Belt Conference, so it's kind of hard to get into this, but they were catching 17 points from Louisiana Lafayette, and they won the game, or sorry, they lost the game by 3, so they covered by 14 points. Georgia State also was catching 2 points to East Carolina, and they won by 20, all right? So they covered that by 22 points. But on the other side, Arkansas State, they were catching 18 against Memphis, and they lost by 13. They were catching 15.5 against Kansas State, and they won by 4, and then they turned right around, you know, feeling all good about themselves after they had to sit and wait for the COVID-19 problems until almost a month. They played Coastal Carolina, our favorite Chanteliers, who won last night. They were 3.5-point favorites, and they lost by 29, okay? So you start looking at where they are and how they've played and the teams they've played, and you know it's not the greatest of schedule. They beat Central Arkansas, which I don't believe is an FBS school, an FCS school. They beat them 50-27 last time. So, you know, 2 games for Georgia State, 4 games for Arkansas State. So Arkansas State comes into this game, and they're favored by 3.5 points. The total is 72.5. It opened at 70. And if you look at bettingpros.com and the consensus odds, you can always go and find the consensus odds for a variety of different sports books across the entire country. It's at 3.5, minus 105, or plus 3.5 at minus 115. So the juice is going to matter. It's going to fluctuate a little bit. I found it here in Vegas at minus 108, is what I found here in Vegas. BetMGM is minus 110, FanDuel minus 120, William Hill minus 115, DraftKings is minus 108, Sugar House in Pennsylvania is minus 108. So I felt like, okay, I was leaning towards Georgia State, but I'm a little concerned about Georgia State and a little bit concerned about their defense. So I have a play on this game, and I'm going to go back to the same game teaser. That may be a little bit dicey, but I get to tease Georgia State, a 6-point teaser, up to 9.5. I think that's pretty decent. And then you take the total at 72.5 and you tease that down to 66.5. Pretty much everybody's at 72.5. A couple of books, DraftKings is at 73, but if you can get 72 or 72.5 and you pull it down to 66.5, for me, I got minus 105 odds on this. So it's one bet. You need 2 legs inside the same game. But I think you're going to see a lot of points in this game. I don't think either one of these teams are going to play a whole lot of defense. I think it's going to be a back-and-forth type of battle. And, I'm a little concerned here with whether or not Georgia State can keep it, you know, all they need to do is keep it within 7 points, right? Just don't get blown out by Arkansas State here. And they look, they may be live to win this game. I just don't see the same type of numbers here that I did. You know, Cornelius Brown, Georgia State's quarterback, is okay. He's not bad, but I'm you know, he's thrown a couple of picks, 3 picks in 2 games so far, completing about 60% of his passes. He's okay. Georgia State can really run the football. They're going to look to kind of pound the rock here and lean on some of their running backs. And Coates is probably their best one with about 263 yards rushing. He had 150 in the first game, 113 in the second game. So look for him to put up some big numbers in the running game. I just don't think this is going to be a game I want to get into too much with the 3.5, even though I like the hook there. Arkansas State's offense is pretty good. Again, like I mentioned, Adams is a really impressive player, really impressive receiver. So I'm going to do a same game teaser. We're teasing up to 9.5, taking Georgia State plus 9.5, taking the total down to 6.5, and we're taking the over for Georgia State and Arkansas State. Another Sun Belt, Fun Belt game on Thursday Night Football. All right, to baseball. I'm not going to overthink this, and this is an interesting pitching matchup because Bryce Wilson going is a rookie for the Braves. I know he's been okay, but this is a big moment. This is the biggest game of the year for the Dodgers, and this is a monster start for Clayton Kershaw. I know the back is an issue. I like Clayton Kershaw both personally and professionally. I had an incredible day with him that I always harken back to. He was the second interview I ever did here in Vegas when I moved here 5 years ago. I had Mike Tyson and Clayton Kershaw as my first two guests for my radio show when it started here in Vegas was Clayton Kershaw and Mike Tyson. And Clayton just sat and talked baseball with me for like an hour after the interview was over. And the dude just couldn't be nicer. So I want him to win a ring desperately. So I will tell you that I'm not exactly unbiased here by taking this. But I'm taking the Dodgers on the run line at minus 130. And I think there's value on the team total. I've bet a half a unit on the team total 5.5 at minus 103. I took the team total for the Dodgers because I think the bats are going to come to life. I don't think Wilson's going to have it. I think the Dodgers win this game by more than 1.5 runs. And I think this series evens up at 2 games apiece. And I think the pressure is going to be on. But once they get back to Anderson and to Fried, it's going to be very difficult. But these rookies that the Braves are throwing out there, this is deep water. This is a difficult lineup who they're now seeing the ball really well. I mean, they scored 11 freaking runs in the first inning with a grand slam, and they scored 15 runs last night. I don't think they come back down to earth entirely. I think they still score. I think they'll still score 6 or more runs here tonight. And I think the bullpen for the Braves is taxed. This is where playing every single day with no travel and no days off is going to come up and really bite the Braves. And they just got to hang on until they get back to Fried and they get back to Anderson in Game 6 and Game 7. So it's not going to shock me in the least if the Dodgers win the next 3 games and we're sitting at a 3-2 game. And then here we go with Fried and Anderson, and it could very well be a Game 7 win for the Braves. That's why you could say, Matt, why aren't you just betting the Dodgers to win the series? That's why I'm not betting the Dodgers to win the series because of the starting pitching that the Braves have coming up later on in this series. But for Game 4, we're taking the Dodgers run line at minus 130, like last night, and we're taking the over 5.5 runs team total for a half a unit at minus 103. I cannot bet the Rays game. So if you follow me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt, you can go ahead and I will add, I'm sure, Rays money line is at least for a half a unit, so I'm invested in that game. I'm going to throw something on it because if they win, we cash that plus 1,000 ticket. So, I mean, if that ball that was hit in the ninth inning, if that thing wasn't hit on the topspin side, if that was under the ball instead of over the ball, that's a home run. We're tied, and maybe this series is over right now. So I don't think the Astros, they're just delaying the inevitable. Rays are going to win today, regardless of who's pitching for the Rays or the Astros. Rays win today, and it's over. Only the Red Sox, since the 0-4 Red Sox, no one has extended to a Game 6 when going down 3-0 in a championship series. So I don't think this is the Astros team to do it personally. I think this is it for them. And so the Rays win today, but I can't bet it because there's nothing up yet for numbers. So watch me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt, and I'll tell you what I'm doing exactly for the Rays and the Astros. Game 5 today. All right, so here are the plays for Thursday. Remember, no NFL. We're playing a same game teaser in the Fun Belt. Georgia State plus 9.5 and over 66.5 for a total. One unit play on that. One unit on the Dodgers run line at minus 130 and the over team total 5.5 runs for the Dodgers at minus 103. A half a unit on that bet. My name's Matt Perrault. We got a big football weekend coming up. Dan Harris and I are taping a podcast later today, the NFL Betting Pros podcast. Look for it on YouTube and on bettingpros.com. We've got the live stream coming up. Make sure you have subscribed to our YouTube channel. Trying to get to 1,000, one of those. I'll tell you tomorrow more about the Clyde Edwards-Helaire giveaway that we got going on. We've got a bunch of reviews, a bunch of entries. It's been so much fun. This is awesome. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Sports Talk Matt. Football and baseball, again, let's sweat some games and have some fun together. It's the Daily Juice Podcast, every morning off bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.